Simen Shin Gimel, Dine Tachshite Isha, the halachas and the dinim of which tachshitin, jewelry and different things the women used to wear in the olden days, what they're allowed to wear outside on Shabbos and Rosh Rabim, which things they cannot wear outside and Rosh Rabim on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, the Machaber says a woman cannot go outside with threads and strands of wool or linen or different straps used to have on their head, and this is an important fact. They were talking about things that they wore on their head. And the reason why she cannot go outside these things on Shabbos is because if she has to go to the mikvah, if she has to do tefillas mitzvah, the halacha is that she has to take them off. And once she takes them off, she might come to carry them for Amos and Rosh Sarabim. Even a woman who's a psula or a zkena, she's not the age, it's not shayach meher tefillas mitzvah, still there's a lay plug, and no woman is allowed to wear these outside in Rosh Sarabim, because the chashash, if they take it off for a tefillah, to avoid the risk of tzitzo, they might come to carry it for Amos and Rosh Sarabim. However, if they're stuck into her braids and her hair, that's mutter, because we're not afraid she can undo her braids, because you're not allowed to undo a braid on Shabbos. Has to do it by now and seiser. There is a Yesh Misha Eiser, Shulchan Aruch brings a shita that says it's aser, and Mr. Burr explains that this shita is chayshish, that maybe she has a tefillah shemitzvah, she'll have a guy undo her braids, that she can take these strands and threads and straps out, and she'll end up carrying it then. And there's other reasons also why the Eiser are machmer on this braided in threads and strands. Now, if it's woven, Maisariga, it's woven into her hair, onto her, that's mutter, because that does not have to be taken off b'shas tefillah, so there's no chashash to take it off for tefillah and then end up carrying, because it's not a chatzitza. The Ramah says we're discussing over here, though, in the case of Ramekah, we're discussing that they weren't dirty, because if they'd be dirty, so then they're dirty with cement or dirt that's stuck on them. Mishnah explains that the water from the mikvah is going to make the whole cement turn to mud, and she can get dirty from it, and then she's going to want to take it off. Once she takes it off before the tefillah, she might come to carry it. Similarly, the Ramah says if they're gold, they're expensive, then she cannot go outside of these in Shram and Shabbos because it comes a tefillah shem mitzvah. She might take them off and they shouldn't get dirty from the mikvah water. And then she'll come to carry it in Rosh Rabim. In fact, Mr. Brewer says these cases of mitznavos when they're dirty or mitznavos when they're gold and they're valuable, not only is the chashash that she might come take it off because she doesn't want herself to get dirty or the gold strands to get dirty, the halacha might be that she has to take it off for the tefillah because now that she's makbid that shouldn't get wet from the mikvah water, having them on her when she's tovah might actually be a real shalav chatzitza, and the real shalav chatzitza she'll have to take it off, not just that she might want to take it off, but she might want to take it off. Others hold that she's not mechuyev to take them off, but Lamaisa says that she will take it off to avoid her getting dirty from the chutim ha'tanufas, or to avoid the chutim ha'mazavim, the valuable ones, getting dirty from the mikvah water. Sif Beis, the Machaber, says that one could go outside, a woman could go outside with the chutin, the threads and strands they had around their neck, because those are loose, and therefore they did not have to take them off b'shas tefillah. Those things do not present a chatzitza because they are loose. There's no chashash that should take it off the shoulder to somebody and end up carrying a dalad amos for shrabim, because those things are only by something that's a tachsha, as jewelry. These threads, whatever reason they wore them, they had them around the neck, but it wasn't considered jewelry, and there was no chashash, it wasn't beautiful, it wasn't something they should take off and carry it to show to somebody outside of shrabim. Now, what about a katola? Katola is something she wore tight around her neck. It's something it wasn't jewelry either, really. It was something tight they wore around the neck to make their body shape change, and this way they would look more kabbalah sabasa, which is considered to look nicer in those days. Kabbalah sabasa, she would look bigger. So that is also for to go outside in Shabbat on Shabbos, because that does have to take it off b'shas tefillah, because since it's tight around the neck, it is a chatzitza, and therefore b'shas tefillah, she will have to take it off. And if she takes off b'shas tefillah, she might come to carry dalamas b'shas rabim, and therefore Chazal said that she can never wear this outside b'shas rabim on Shabbos. Similarly, she cannot go outside with a tetofis, something similar to the tzitz, I guess like the Kohen Gadol wore, it went from ear to ear. Shavitim, also a type of tzitz, different size, different shape, not the exact same. These are all things that she cannot go outside with on b'shas rabim, because the chashash that she'll take it off and she'll carry it, dalamas b'shas rabim. These things are minyatachshitim, they are jewelry, which the Bur explains. However, Tomal over here, that's not sewn into her tichel. But if it's sewn into her tichel, there's no chashash to take it off, because the only way to take it off, we take the tichel off also, and a married woman will never take off her tichel in Rosh Rabim. And if we know she's not going to take off to show somebody, you end up carrying down on Rosh Rabim. In fact, the Ramah says, a psula, a single girl, who's allowed to walk around with the hair uncovered outside, doesn't have to wear a tichel. Even if she's wearing a tichel, and these things are sewn into her tichel, still be also for her to go out with Rosh Rabim wearing them on Shabbos, because for her, there's a chashash, she'll take the whole tichel off with these things, these tachshitin, in order to show it to somebody, and she'll end up coming to carry Dalad Amas in Rosh Hashanah. So here there will be a chiluk to a married woman, it will be also mashing a single girl, since she could go with the hair uncovered, even if it's attached to a hair covering that she happens to be wearing, for her will be mutter. As opposed to for a married woman, that if the only way to take these things off and carry them would be to take off her head covering, or a tichel, whatever it is, so then we're not chalish, a married woman will do that, and therefore for a married woman it will be mutter, and for a single girl, in this case, the Ramah says, that it would be also.